The Good News, Irritable and Spiritual with Lisa Phillips will make you laugh and get you moving into the fabulous life you truly deserve. The Bad News, Lisa promises to burst your excuses as to why you're not taking action and give you a kick up the bum to get you moving. Join Spiritual and Irritable for fun, honest, and inspirational life coaching show where Lisa Phillips will inspire you to let go of old baggage, release negative beliefs, set fabulously sexy goals, and share with you hundreds of other amazing action steps which will assist you in feeling great about yourself and your life. Lisa will also share her own personal stories of how, as a life coach, she doesn't always practice what she preaches. Warning, this show is guaranteed to make you feel good about yourself and leave you with a smile on your face. Now, here is your host, Lisa Phillips.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the second show from Spiritual and Irritable. I hope you've had a fabulous week. I know mine's been good. So I'm really happy to be back with you this week to talk a little bit more about what we discussed last week for goal setting. And also this week, we're going to talk about taking action. So we've got our goals, hopefully. I'm hoping you have written your goals from last week. In fact, I'm happy to offer anybody who sends me a copy of their goal today will get a free copy of my amazing coaching book, because I just want to make sure that you're committing to taking that action. So please feel free to email me on info@amazingcoaching.com.au and give me a copy of your goal, and I will, for your great work, give you a copy, a free copy of my amazing coaching DIY book. So, I do apologize. At the end of the last week's show, I said we were going to look at beliefs, but to be honest, I changed my mind. I want to try and make this show a little bit fun and a little bit different, but I promise you, next week, we'll start to look in that big, black, dark hole of your belief system. So today, we're going to look at taking action. And then in the second part of this show, we're going to do a fun exercise to get your vibration up and high so you're feeling good about yourself and you're easily able to manifest your goal. So, let's give it a go. You've written your goal and you're probably looking at it thinking, oh my goodness, I've got this huge, great, big, fat, hairy goal and I haven't a clue where to start. And that's where a lot of people actually end up giving up. So what I want to do with you today is to take that big, fat, hairy goal and chunk it down into easy steps for you to do. Now, this is really important to keep our conscious mind busy. Remember, Fred, the universal genie, is out listening to you when you are reading your goal out loud. But it's important that we actually take some action. It's like buying a book on exercise. You know, you can buy a book, but unless you actually take some exercise and go to the gym, it's not really going to do you any good. So you can't eat an elephant all in one bite. So today, we're going to take time to chunk our goals into small, tasty pieces. So the best way I found of doing this is to imagine in your mind it's the day after you've achieved your goal. So imagine it. You've achieved your goal, you're feeling fabulous, and you're looking over your shoulder and thinking, now what steps did I have to take to get where I am today? Now again, you don't have to know all of them, because remember, the universe is going to sort a lot of that out for you. But it is important that you start to build momentum and take some action. So I'm going to give you some hints and tips today on different actions you can take to achieve your goal. But remember, your actions need to be specific to your own goal. So take some time to come up with your own. Let's say, for example, you've got a goal to lose 10 kilos by July next year. So ask yourself, what steps do I now have to take to achieve that goal? This is where we need to make it smaller, so we don't freak out and say, oh no, it's never going to happen, and then we do absolutely nothing about it. So maybe one of the first things you have to do is buy some gym kit. You set this goal to lose 10 kilos, there may be a good action step for you to take, first of all, is to go out and buy yourself some new gym kit. Now, you might already have it. That's fine. But I always feel if I've got to do something that I don't really want to do, say, for example, like going to the gym, it always helps if I feel nice, if I've got myself some nice new gym kit. It just makes it a little bit more exciting for me to put it on and go to the gym. So that would be your first action step. Now, once you've completed that action step, it's so important to reward yourself. Just think, we're doing something different. We're making a step closer towards achieving our goal. So we need to reward ourselves. If we don't, to be quite honest, we just get fed up. We think it's all hard work. And then we end up self-sabotaging ourselves. So it's really important after each action step to reward yourself. Now, this doesn't have to be a huge, big thing. In fact, if you've got a health goal, I wouldn't recommend you go and treat yourself to an almost large bar of dark chocolate. But maybe it could be something like having a facial, or maybe catching up with some friends. Something that makes you feel good as a reward for going out and actually taking action. So back to the health goal again. Maybe your next step is to introduce some sort of healthy eating plan into your life. So you might decide to do this maybe the month after you've bought the gym kit. Again, reward yourself for doing it. Maybe another one of your actions could be to decide to cut out all of that junk food. All right, maybe not all of it, the majority of that junk food. Maybe you decide to just only have junk food once a week. And then again, reward yourself for doing something. You're doing some hard work here. You're making changes in your life. So don't make them all painful. The subconscious mind actually will actually move towards pleasure and away from pain. So if you can make it pleasurable for you to take different action steps towards your goal, it's going to make it a lot easier for you. So maybe another one of your steps is to commit to going to the gym, because let's face it, it's no good having the gym kit if you're not going to do anything with it. Might look pretty, but come on, we need to go and get it all sweated up and actually get to the gym. So maybe one of your action steps is by the second month, you are going to the gym on a regular basis at least 3 times a week. There's loads of different action steps you can set yourself, and it's important to be creative. I'm giving you some examples here, but as I mentioned earlier, look at your goal and imagine it's the day after you have actually achieved it, and look at what steps you needed to take. There's loads of different ones for health goals. So say, for example, you want to get off the bus a couple steps earlier. Maybe you decide to take the stairs rather than the lift. Maybe you decide to get yourself a personal trainer. It doesn't matter. Just, as I said, reward yourself after every single step. Now, if you've got any questions on actions or your goals, feel free to actually give me a call. There's also a chat room in the Blog Talk Radio. I do apologize to those people that were trying to get through on our last show. I must admit, I was all new to this and I wasn't quite sure how to connect with you. But hopefully this week I've managed to set it out. So let's have a look at, say, an emotional goal. Well, mentioned in the last show, I think having an emotional goal is one of the most important goals you can have. If you feel good, everything will fall into place. So if you set yourself an emotional goal, what sort of steps would you take to bring yourself closer to that goal? Maybe you make a decision that you're going to take time out and relax for 10 minutes a day. Another great action to take for your emotional goal, particularly if you're somebody who has lots of negative thoughts or wants to change some thought patterns, is commit to doing affirmations. Now, we'll have a whole show about affirmations coming up, but you can check out my website and also my blog at the moment, because I gave away a free MP3 on some of my favourite emotional affirmations yesterday. So perhaps you want to practice saying affirmations, or do what I do. download some of your favorite affirmations, get them on your iPod, and listen to them on the way to work. Fit them into your day. Another action step, perhaps, for an emotional goal is to read a book of assertiveness. If your goal is that you feel a little shy or nervous around people, or you have difficulty saying no, or you want to learn to stand up for yourself, then maybe read a book on assertiveness and practice some of the actions which are in that book. Also, you might want to take a short course. So the different action steps need to relate back to your goal. Perhaps you want to give up the need for other people's approval. Well, that would be a good one to do. And in doing that, you can just practice it. Perhaps set yourself a little action step every day. So maybe make somebody angry, or maybe speak the truth, or stand up for yourself. But in the long term, you will be giving up the need for other people's approval. Perhaps in your emotional goal, you say that you just want to be happy. You want to have a happier life. Well, how about one of my favorite action steps, which I give to my clients quite regularly, and I have a list of my own, is write down a list of 100 things that make you happy. Simple. Then, make sure you do one every day. Now, again, these don't have to be expensive or things like that. They can just be anything that puts a smile on your face. I know for me, it can be hanging out with a close friend and just having a giggle, or going to my favourite ice cream place and having chocolate sprinkles on the top. Or it can just be watching your favourite DVD or just having a laugh. What you're doing is just doing things that make you happy that's also going to impact you creating your goal. So remember to tail your action steps towards the achievement of your goal. And don't forget to reward yourself. It's really good to chunk it down because then the goal doesn't seem so scary. You have to continue to actually say the goal over and over again. But what you'll find as well is when you start taking action, you feel a bit better about yourself. It raises your confidence as well. And it makes you feel a little bit less fearful about going forward and doing different things. So really, every little step you take, every tiny little one builds up and builds up until you've easily achieved your goal. So let's have some look at some other examples. Maybe it's finances. This is a very common goal that people come to me a lot of the time, because let's face it, we could all do a little bit of help with our finances. So one of your action steps could be to consolidate your debt. So again, set a date when you're going to do this and reward yourself for doing it. There's heaps of different ways you can consolidate your debt. That's the accountant coming out in me. And it really can save you money. So take that action. A lot of the time, we sit worrying about our debt, but we don't do anything about it. And just by taking that action, it can actually release some of that stress within you. And it will make you feel good that you've done something about it. Perhaps you need to set up a regular savings plan. That would help you achieve your goal, particularly if it's about savings or saving up for something good. After the emotional goal, start looking at wealth affirmations. There's heaps of different affirmations out there you can start to use to allow and invite more money to come into your life. Perhaps you want to do visualizations. Visualizations of wealth are fabulous. A lot of the time, most of us are coming from a space of lack, which means when we're feeling lack, what we're going to do is attract more lack into our life. So if you can start visualizing and feeling yourself feeling wealthy, it's really going to help you achieve your goal. There are hundreds of wealth affirmations out there. Sandy Forster, who's actually going to be on the show in a few months, she's got some great ones if you check out her Wildly Wealthy website. And with visualizations, it's just a taste of sitting and imagining yourself being totally rich and filled, your life totally filled with luxury. Another action you might want to do is cut up those credit cards. I know for myself, I don't take my credit cards with me. I don't want to cut them up because I need them for certain things, like when I'm buying online or perhaps for flights when I'm flying back to the UK. But if you're a serial credit card user, cut them up or leave them at home. That way, you're not even tempted to use them. Or if something comes up, you haven't got your credit card with you. So basically, you can't send it. So it's about putting support mechanisms in place as well to make sure that you don't spend your money. Remember, if you want to achieve these goals, you've got to start doing things differently. And if that means supporting yourself and setting yourself up for success, then do it. It'll really help. Another great way to look at your finances, and probably I would recommend this to everybody, whether they've got a financial goal or not, is to start writing down what you spend. Now, I have been meaning to do this for about 5 years. Well, I've actually just started to do it in the past couple of months, and it was such a surprise how much I was wasting away on trivial little things. Also, because I knew I was going to have to write everything down when I got home, it did make it a little bit more, I was a little bit more careful about my money during the day. So I'd recommend it to everybody to really start keeping an eye out on what you're spending and write down every little thing, everything from your coffee to your lunch to maybe throwing some money in a charity box. Write it down every day. The great thing about this as well, it also shows the universe that you're willing to take control of your finances. And again, if you're one of these people that have written a financial goal but you're so stressed or so worried about it, it's about you taking action and also taking responsibility. Let's have a look at the career goal now. I know quite a few people out there, I must admit, they're probably looking for a new career at the moment. So if you've set yourself a big, hairy career goal, what sort of things do you think you could do to start taking action towards achieving that goal? Well, here's a few of my own ideas. Update your resume. Not rocket science. Make sure you've got a great resume. If you need to, get some help in writing it. But make sure that resume really reflects how wonderful you are. Maybe you need to go on some different courses, or you're really interested in doing something else and more than you're actually doing at the moment. So again, go out, look, read the papers, look at the internet sites for jobs, speak to people who do the jobs that you do, enroll on free seminars. So again, you're getting and opening your mind about the different careers that are out there. Perhaps you're not happy with your job at the moment, and I do recognise there are a lot of people out there that aren't particularly happy with the role that they're in at the moment. And to be quite honest, it's something I come across a lot, where people are disgruntled, unhappy, bitching about it all day, but actually do not talk to the person who could probably do something about it. So if you are really having a hard time at work at the moment, why not do yourself a favour and go and speak to perhaps your manager or HR and see if you can get some help in that unhappiness you're sitting in your career. So all of these action steps, again, are all showing that you are taking action towards achieving your goal. If you want to have a happy, fabulous career, then nobody's coming to save you, and you have to take responsibility for this yourself and do something about it. I know it's scary, but if we don't change, if we don't do something about it, we're never going to achieve our goals, and we're still going to be in the same place in 5, 10, 15 years' time. Now, that is scary. Perhaps you want to register yourself on employment websites just to see what jobs are available out there. Perhaps you want to retrain and do something new. All of these things, again, will help to bring you closer to your goal. Now, one of the things that actually, I was doing some workshops in the week, and one of the things that somebody mentioned to me is how when you try and change, you can end up feeling uncomfortable. Now, that is so common, really, really common, but I really ask you, do not fear feeling uncomfortable. In fact, rejoice in feeling uncomfortable, because what it means is that you are actually changing. I mean, let's face it, how many times do we go to do something different and then we go, oh, no, your friend rings up to ask you if you'll help her time, and you're trying to be assertive and you're trying to look after yourself and your time, so you end up saying no. Then the guilt sets in. feel uncomfortable. You think she's going to never speak to you again. You think that you're a bad person. So what do? You're going to back up and say, of course I'll help you. So that's where we have to sit in that uncomfortable feeling, because it really means that we are changing old habits and introducing new ones into your life. So the next time you actually feel uncomfortable when you're doing something new, celebrate. Say, yay, absolutely brilliant, I'm doing something new, I'm doing something uncomfortable. Don't allow those feelings of uncomfortable to sabotage you. Don't allow those feelings of uncomfortable to put you back where you were before, because I'm guaranteed you're going to have to go through the same process over and over again. So that's taking action. Again, if you need any help, please feel free to contact me, and I will help you with that. Obviously, as a life coach, I'm used to setting lots and lots of action steps for my clients to actually do. Try and make your action steps fun as well. You know, make it feel like you're doing something fabulous and new. If all your action steps are really hard work, then it's even more important to reward yourself, because otherwise you'll keep sabotaging yourself. Also, really important to keep reading your goal at this stage, because that's going to help Fred organize things for you as well. And you also might want to add in some affirmations. I mean, let's have a look for the health goal. You might want to start saying to yourself every day, I find it really easy to lose weight and go to the gym. Perhaps for your career goal, you might want to start affirming, the perfect new job is drawn to me now. Maybe for your finances, you might start want to say something, I am wealthy beyond my wildest dreams, or I am debt-free. So use these action steps and become responsible for these action steps. You can do it. You really can do it. But sometimes you just have to give yourself a little bit of a push. But imagine how fabulous you are going to feel when you achieve that goal. Often with our goals, all of those feelings that we achieve them are going to spread into all the different areas of your life. So maybe you will, when you actually do achieve your health goal, think how achieving that health goal is going to spread to all different areas of your life, such as your emotions or perhaps even your relationships. So, before we go on and talk a little bit about raising our vibration, I'd like to play for you a nice little piece of music, which is actually called Alice in Wonderland, and I hope you enjoy it. enjoyed that. I don't know about you, but it just took me the way to a land of big, cheesy, grinned cats and fluffy bunnies. Anyway, now we've talked about action, let's have some fun in the second part of the show. And I want to talk to you a little bit about your vibration. Now, for me, vibration is all about how you feel. If you feel good, excited, and happy about life, your vibration is high. But if you're having a bad, grumpy day, or feeling sad or angry, your vibration is low. Actually, the lowest vibration you can hit is that of when you're in depression, because often then, unfortunately, you're not feeling very much at all. So being angry or grumpy or resentful can actually give you a little bit more of a higher vibration than that of depression. Vibration, we can feel our own vibration, and as funny as it sounds, we can feel other people's vibration. We can sense it. Have you ever noticed just when somebody walks into a bar and they've just got that air of confidence around them and they just look good and look fabulous and they're just oozing positive energy? That is somebody with a high vibrational level. And often we're just drawn to that because it just feels good. So what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about today, and we're going to do a great little exercise to get your vibration up, is how important it is to have a high vibration in order to manifest your goal. Now, if you're reading your goal and you're like, feeling miserable, it's not going to happen, you're not going to be able to manifest your goal, maybe not immediately, because what you're putting out is a low, unhappy vibration. And if you're trying to attract great, fabulous, wonderful things into your life, then it's not going to work, because what happens is the universe matches vibration to vibration. So if you've written a goal about feeling fabulous and happy and wonderful, then you almost have to fake those feelings while you're reading your goal. Like attracts like. So if you want to attract good things into your life, it's really important to start feeling that happiness and those things in your life as well. Now, I know this can sometimes be difficult. Say, for example, you want to attract magnificent wealth into your life. It's very difficult to feel wealthy if you haven't got enough money for your next lunch or dinner and you're scrimping and saving to pay off debt. That's where we do the old fake it till you make it. And that's where we have to almost practice feeling good, practice being wealthy, imagine ourselves feeling wealthy, even if it's just for 2 or 3 minutes. And then what happens there? We are at the same vibration. The universe hears us, and like attracts like. A great way to do this is through visualization. So say, for example, you want to manifest an absolutely fabulous bright red sports car. Now, great thing to do is sit down, relax, and imagine yourself driving that sports car. Imagine yourself sitting behind the wheel, having the music blaring up, the sunny's on, the wind is floating through your hair, and you're feeling fabulous. Now, when you do that, you're actually going to raise your vibration up as if you've already got the car. And then again, Fred will hear you and attract it to you. But if you're visualizing or reading your goal thinking, I'm never going to get that car, it's no good, I'm going to be running around in this Robin Reliance for the next 10 years, then you are not going to be able to attract it to you. Remember, you are always in the process of creating, and like attracts like. So if you want to manifest or create something into your life, it's important to start feeling it and visualizing it. Say again, for example, you want to invite the love of your life into your life. It's going to be tall, dark, sexy, fabulous, amazing relationship. Now again, instead of thinking and feeling, oh, I'm never going to meet a nice man, there's never been any men around here, you have to start imagining that you've already met this person and he is in your life already. So you might want to visualize yourself walking arm in arm down the beach with your partner, staring into each other's lives, and just, or eyes, and basically just feeling that love and how excited you feel now that you've got that love into your life. So visualizations and vibration, for me, we can actually fake it till we make it and practice doing them in order to create those things into our life. Now, I know, like I said earlier, it's difficult sometimes to keep our vibrations up all day. It is possible, and in time, I'm sure you'll be able to do it, but often things come around in our day that might knock us and make us feel a little bit grumpy or fed up. That's why the process I'm going to share with you is a really good one, because you only need to do it maybe for 3 minutes a day. And in those 3 minutes of the day, I want your vibration to be absolutely up there with Jack the Beanstalk. It's going to be so high that in those 3 minutes, Fred will be so busy creating what you want that he'll be virtually flying it all the way to you. So what we're going to do is actually, I want you to think about your goal and what you really want in your life right now. So think about, how is it going to look? How is it going to feel? Imagine yourself. You might want to imagine yourself feeling really wealthy on your big yacht that sails across the ocean with your bottles of Bolly and just feeling fabulous. You might want to imagine yourself just looking so hot and sexy. That's walking into a bar and all the men or whatever look at you and go, oh my goodness, she is just awesome. You might want to imagine yourself in your career where you're earning thousands and thousands of dollars in a job where people adore you, and you walk into work in the morning and you just can't wait to get started at work. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play some really quite fast, loud music. And in that time, I want you to dance your little heart out, okay? All right, maybe a bit awkward if your mum's next to you making the Sunday dinner or if you're listening somewhere where there's a lot of people around. But the idea of this is for the whole time that music's on, I want you to really shout and scream and shake your body around. I want you to shake that booty, shake your arms, shake your legs, fling your arms up and down in the air and really shout all about your goal. Importantly as well, while you're doing it, thank the universe for bringing it to you. Feel like it feels to you rich. Say, thank you, universe, for making me a millionaire. Thank you, universe, for all the fabulous things in my life. Thank you for my yacht. Thank you that I've got no debt. Thank you for my private plane. If you're a relationship you're after, thank you for bringing me this wonderful, hot, sexy person into my life. Thank you for the great sex. Thank you that he is emotionally stable, and thank you so much for my wonderful wedding day. If it's a career, thank you so much for bringing this job to me. I'm in the best job. It's amazing. I love my job. Shake your hands. Shake your body around. Very important as well, because in shaking your body around, you're getting to move some of those old negative feelings and beliefs that have been stuck in your body for years and years and years. So what else have we got? We've talked a little bit about the financial one. We've talked a little bit about the career one. So maybe for weight, again, start shaking yourself up. Say how wonderful it feels now that you're down to a size 12 and you look really sexy and your boobs look great and your bum looks great and you love your hair, you love everything about yourself, and just say thank you, thank you, thank you for doing it. So are you ready? We're going to consciously raise our vibration up with this piece of music. So you ready to shake your booty? Here we go. Wow, how did you go with that? I must admit, I started doing it, but then I was absolutely exhausted and thought, I need to stop, I need to, otherwise I'm not going to be able to talk to you anymore. But I hope you're getting the gist of that. In doing that, in raising your vibration, and that, I admit, was for quite a long time, you're actually faking, you're making yourself feel good, Fred's listening to you, you're bringing yourself up to the vibrational level where you can attract what you want to attract into your life. Now, there are a few people sort of in the self-development world that recommend that you just need to do that for 1 minute, 11 seconds. So how about every morning when you get up, or maybe when you get home or before you go to bed, you put some loud music on and just start dancing your little heart about, thinking about all of those things that you want in your life and making yourself feel like you've already got them and be grateful for already having them. You can do it. I remember trying to do it in the shower. Not a good move. Not a good move. I ended up falling over and flat on my face. But you can actually commit to 1 minute, 11 seconds a day, can't you? You imagine if I could actually say to you, you can change your life in 1 minute, 11 seconds. You can have that goal in 1 minute, 11 seconds a day. Would you commit to it? Give it a go. Remember, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So please go for it. We've had a few comments in the chat room this afternoon. We've actually had John from Wollongong, who just sent us a message to say that it definitely does help doing things at a step by step at a time and breaking things done. He's also said that he's lost 4.5 kilos in 2 months. So well done, John. That is absolutely brilliant. So just to show it can be done. So that's brilliant. Well done there. Now, don't seem to have any callers or more people in the chat room. If you do, ring up now. Otherwise, I just want to tell you about that I'm running some workshops, actually, at the end of October with Gertrude Montash, who is from New Zealand. Now, Gertrude is an amazing lady. She does a lot of work for charity, in particular African charities. You can Google her and find out things about her. She is the most inspirational, amazing speaker I have ever come across. I'm just blown away by the work that she does. And she's shared the stage with some amazing famous people, such as Bob Proctor. And she's coming to Sydney at the end of October, and I'm very happy to be sharing the stage with her. We're going to be running two workshops. One is about the Visionary Toolbox. So that's about all you need to do to find out more about the law of attraction, visualizations, your belief system. So that's just a 3-hour workshop. And also there's how to write a book in 40 days. Oh, 40 hours, actually. And that, again, is a workshop being held in Sydney, both in the afternoon and the evening. Now, both are all priced at under $100. It's going to be a great day. All the proceeds go to African charities and also for rebuilding a school in Christchurch. So if you are interested and would like to know more, please either check out my Facebook page or drop me an email on info@amazingcoaching.com.au. These are going to be some great workshops, all going to a good cause, and I guarantee you're going to have so much fun. And it would really be nice for you to come along and introduce yourself and for me to actually get to know you as well. So that's what's coming up. In next week's show, I will be looking at your belief system. So now we've started to really get excited about our goals and we know where we're going. We really need to start to have a look at what is holding us back. So I promise I'm not going to change my mind this time. So on next week's show, same time, same place, we'll be talking about beliefs. In the meantime, send me your goals. Like I said earlier, the first person to send me their goals through on email will receive a free copy of my amazing coaching book. Don't forget to read your goals every day. Smile when you're doing them. On top of that, set yourself some little action steps for you to take. Not big ones. Just set yourself some little chunks. If you need any help with that, again, drop me a line. Or if you fancy a copy of my Amazing Coaching DIY book, it's got the whole process plus loads of different action steps that you can take. So So that's all from me for now. Have a fabulous week. Take care. Please look after yourself. And lots of love. Bye.
Wow, you've been listening to Spiritual and Irritable with Lisa Phillips. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more laughter, more breakthroughs, and the fabulous life you truly deserve. Get ready to burst your excuses, take action, and get moving now. Join Spiritual and Irritable each week for a fun, honest, and inspirational life coaching show. For more information or to receive a copy of Lisa's ebook, Amazing Coaching DIY, Do It Yourself, visit amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au. See you next week. Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the Amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au. Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au. Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Separateness erased.